Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This is indeed a special spooktacular edition because we are talking about It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, original air date, October the 27th, 1966. My name is Andrew Jupin, and I am joined by three spooktacular dudes. We got Steve Sadak on the line.
I got a rock.
Eric Siska's here.
You know, my kid could draw this fucking show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And of course, as always, the beloved Chris Cabin.
Ahoy, hoy.
my kid can draw this fucking show.
I don't have a kid.
Dude, I'm just picturing you fucking yelling at the television while you're watching this 25-minute TV special.
Is this how you're going to greet every episode now? Whenever they call your name, like, my kid could draw this. We're actually talking about Battlestar Galactica this week.
Yeah, he could draw it.
Well, we'll eventually do a Western again, Chris, and then suddenly, guess what? My kid, great trigger finger. Mm. He could draw a gun.
Yeah. This is, of course, the beloved holiday special. You know, it's. I understand, like, this may be hallowed ground for some people. I love this shit, so, you know, don't get upset. You know, we're just here to talk about a cartoon, so you don't have to worry about it.
I mean, last year we did Trios of Horror, the shitting episode, so sometimes these are, you know, like, you know, fun ones. Sometimes,
and we've done Charlie Brown before, too. We did the Thanksgiving one.
It's a better time before we did the Christmas one.
Right. I mean, you know, and as far as the big three, which are, you know, this one, the Christmas one, and the Thanksgiving one is on the bottom of that,
I agree.
Think. And I think this we have ourselves here, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, a solid number two slot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, you're reminded very quickly, I think, when you're watching these that it's like, oh, it's kind of just like a bunch of the strips glued together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's not a ton of story here, but I love the fact that it does start with a nearly silent, like, cold open, which is pretty cool, of this, just, like, Linus and Lucy walking around.
This bombed-out hellscape they're going to get this fucking pumpkin from. Again, like, I know it's always the joke, and we probably made this joke last time, too, but, like, where are any adults to watch these children?
They're long dead, dude. There was a virus that came through, and anybody over eight was killed.
I think this is a Children of the Corn situation.
Oh, they did the deed then, you're saying?
Lucy, we have to sacrifice your father for the Lord.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a Davy and Goliath type of town I could see. It's very, like, upper, not like upper, but, like, I guess middle class white underline. Suburban-esque living, which in the United States is horrifically Christian. Where was Mr. Peanuts from again?
I know that
Charles Schultz.
Yeah, I think he was in. I can pull it up right now.
Probably. I'm going to guess the armpit of America, Indiana.
Yeah, I mean I know that he at least retired into. He was from Minnesota, and he died in Santa Rosa, California.
Okay.
So or Minneapolis, I should say, is where he was born.
And I know this is a beloved thing, and it's hallowed ground, but I just feel like after watching it 50 times, I'm just like, whatever.
Man. I guess I should be clear. I think this one sucks.
Really?
What?
I think this one's really bad. I like the other ones. I actually like all the other ones fine. This is the one. I don't know what the fuck the point of this is.
This is cripplingly depressing, Chris. It's all about, like, fucking everything that you put all your little hopes and dreams into is horse shit. Like, oh, you think you're going to live your life and, like, you're going to not, like, have sex with whoever you want to because you want to go to fucking heaven? Wrong. It's bullshit. Everyone else is at the party but you. You're in a fucking barren pumpkin field waiting for nothing to happen.
So the pumpkin represents Jesus Christ to you?
That's where I took it today because I'm in a bitter mood.
Okay. Well, I mean, the peanuts, I mean, because Schultz
was a bit Christian. I know.
It was a bit Christian. So, like, they in turn are, and there's, you know, it's not like, it's not as bad as that wretched family circus, but, like, Peanuts has some of that floating around. And
the Christmas special gets churchy for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but there is an interesting moment in this where Charlie Brown is like, Linus, you dumb motherfucker, you're just sitting up waiting for this pumpkin. Like, what the fuck's the matter with you? And he's like, hey, Charlie Brown, I'll stop believing in my great pumpkin when you give up that Santa shit, asshole. Like, my belief system isn't any more or less valuable than yours, you fucking bigot, Charlie Brown.
I was waiting for Linus to, like, rip off his shirt, and he's like, you want to go, Charlie? You want to go and talk about my fucking God? Jesus.
I gotta say, this special is really something because it makes Linus out to be a bigger loser than Charlie Brown. Which,
dude,
holy shit,
There's something like interesting and empowering about Linus abdicating his friendship here to go on his own type of solo mission. Like, listen, I believe that this pumpkin fella is gonna come and bring some candies or whatever. But it would be better and more Halloween-y maybe if he went to a cemetery at night.
Yeah, it should have been, I'm waiting for the great the goblin is some shit, you know, and then he is sitting in the graveyard.
I'm waiting for the great goblin, and I need to dig up my grandfather.
Dead by dawn. My grandfather, who, because it's 1966, fucking definitely fought the Civil War.
Well, Charlie Brown, it's the Necronomicon. If we just read from it really quickly.
I mean, you know, this poor kid. But you're right, Steve. It is a Herculean effort to make this kid more pathetic than Charlie Brown. Because Charlie Brown is like the fucking American example of pathos.
But I will say, like, Charlie Brown, I think, is still a bigger loser because in one of these moments, his friend's like, oh, yeah, come by. Yeah, no, this could be fun, you know. I think Charlie Brown walks in like a fucking idiot. And then he sits down and they use the back of his head to fucking map out what they're going to do with their jack-o'-lantern because you got the motherfucking pumpkin head.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, man, you know what is especially sad about that, though, is like, yeah, the end of this special is they all wind up at one girl's house to have this Halloween party. And that does happen. But what happens right before it is something you so rarely see in Peanuts, which is Charlie Brown runs by, like, they're all at this party. He runs by them. He's wearing a mask over his eyes, like a little Zorro mask kind of thing. And you know what he's doing? He's having fun. Like, Charlie Brown is having fun at this Halloween party. He's running around screaming, being kind of crazy. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then they're like, hey, Charlie Brown, can you help us for a second with this pumpkin carving? We want to plan out what to do. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Well, I'm so glad I came to this Halloween party. What fun this is.
And it's like, two girls, and he definitely likes it. It's Lucy and some other girl, and you know he likes them both.
Yep, and it's just like, all right, you fucking weird, you bald 6-year-old, you're gonna fucking get drawn on now. Oh, we're gonna use the back of your skull as a road map.
Dude, that is all becoming part of his sex script later on, dude.
You gotta write on my skull!
Draw a jack-o'-lantern on me and call me a jerk!
Yeah, he's got face tattoos today, for sure.
Adult Charlie Brown. I mean, that is a prime fucking role for Vin Diesel.
Oh my God.
He looks like him. You're dead right.
Yeah, I got sick and tired of hanging out with all my loser friends, so I was working out an awful lot, and I got really into cars and shit. Yeah, it's me, Charlie Brown. That's a Corona.
It's him, and he's got like this big dog. He's like, yeah, this is Snoopy 26. As I am now in my mid-50s.
Oh, get this. He soups up Snoopy, right? Like, it's the car, right? Yes. He's like suddenly giving it like oxygen or nitrous oxide or whatever, maybe chemical enhancers. This dog could barely live, but it lives fast.
Yeah, he is Snoopy 25. He's fucking huffing nitrous every ding dong day. My dog is high as shit.
Listen, town prostitute, I'm gonna pay you to hold a football in front of me, and I'm gonna jerk off with my hand, and then when I go to try to kick it, that's when I'm gonna complete it.
Where's the blue dress? You gotta wear the blue dress!
Her name is Lucy.
Yes.
And then she becomes the town prostitute in her narrative.
I do love her the narrative. Fucking football thing. I mean, it is... It's just crushing to watch as this country goes through this election cycle again with the fucking football, and it's just I love the way that it's just like, he says literally I'm gonna kill myself.
You're gonna pull it away. I'm gonna fall on my back and kill myself.
And it's just, and I mean, like, this, you gotta think about this in time too. Like, this was preempting My Three Sons. Like, this is like dark, grim shit for children, and I love every second of it.
Absolutely, dude. And this is another like teaching moment where it's like, oh, here's a signed document, Charlie Brown, testifying that I won't pull away the football, you know, and he's like, oh boy, I've never had a signed document before. This is so great. You know, maybe I won't put rocks in my pocket and walk into the pond. And then, like, she pulls it away, and she's like, sorry, biatch, you gotta notarize that shit.
Hilarious.
And it's just like, yep, kids, you better learn this now. You got something in writing? Means dickus, unless it's notarized.
It just means, like, whoever has been fucking you over for your whole life will continue to fuck you over.
Yep.
No matter what they say.
Yep. Exactly.
Kids, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. You guys forgot to mention that Linus jumps into a leaf pile. With a wet sucker.
Yeah, the sucker language.
I just want to make sure we hit every beat so everyone gets their fill of the Great Pumpkin, because we're not coming back.
We're not driving
God, back. God, I can't believe they did an episode on the Great Pumpkin and they didn't fucking talk about the leaf pile jump.
Great. Defense gag. They just completely forgot it. Fuck it. Fuck this show.
Well, like, I mean, Chris, you illustrate a great point. We once did a show in Washington, D.C., a live show back when that was legal. And a man in the audience yelled at us for missing a plot point.
Turns out that dude was just fucking wasted and we didn't miss shit.
Yeah,
but that's people, you know, even on beloved Patreon. Thank you. But they're drunk as shit right now, too, and they're angry.
Mm-hmm. What's next? Oh, attack the audience. This always goes well.
I say that lovingly.
Uh-huh. So Linus is writing a letter to the Great Pumpkin, and Charlie Brown, again, is like, this is where he's like, your belief system is fucking bunk, Linus. Bunk!
And little Sally shows up, and like she's got a crush on Linus historically. She's like, oh, sure, I'll just hang out in a barren field with you, dude.
Yeah, the things you'll do for young love, I guess.
And you're like, oh, and these parents somewhere are like, no, yeah, you guys hang out in that barren field. Oh, you guys, I mean, it's one thing to trick or treat or go for tricks or treats by yourself.
I don't think, like, especially because this is what, the 60s? No parent gives a shit. And I mean, like, me as a kid in the 80s and 90s, I was walking off in the woods on my own nonstop. So.
Yeah, we definitely were too. What we didn't get to do, though, was like go to an unsupervised Halloween party after trick or treating. We did the whole, like, you can go trick or treat in the neighborhood and it's fine. I think it was kind of like, at least with my folks, it was under the presumption of like, well, other parents will probably be out somewhere.
I had to be driven to trick or treat because my area was the barren field. So.
Right. Yeah. You use a full tank of gas driving to all those farms getting the fucking candy.
Now, for me, you just go up and down the building. You know, if you're in an 8-floor building, it's a lot of apartments to hit.
You get razor blade in your apple at all?
Never did.
Yeah, none of that.
Chris?
So, no, I did not.
Did
but
you
Eric,
put one in there?
I did not. I didn't. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do such a thing? Just for children?
You kept saying, like, this was the year. You said you were going to put the cut in Connecticut?
Yes, I have been saying that a lot lately. I apologize for it now. My public comments, you know, I misread the situation. I'm sorry. I do have to ask you, Eric, so you weren't doing any like religious cult ceremonies and pumpkin patches though, right?
No, I didn't do any religious ceremonies and pumpkin patches. I didn't, you know, I wish there were more pumpkin patches. Like the pumpkin patch you see in this one is not fucking around.
It's a very sincere pumpkin patch.
A lot of pumpkins.
Also though, like that was the thing though, because you know, usually if you wait until, I mean, and they're there like in like on Halloween proper. But like if you're waiting until the last second to get a pumpkin, sometimes you go to these pumpkin patches, man, there's not a lot left.
Yeah.
You know, you're picking through like the shitty gourds that nobody wanted.
If it's still there on Halloween night, it is no great pumpkin.
No, it's cursed.
Lucy is like, Charlie Brown goes up to Lucy's like, I can't wait to go to so-and-so's fucking Halloween party. I'm so excited to be part of the cool kids. She's like, oh, you got an invitation? That must have been a mistake. Ugh. There were two lists, the invite list and the not to invite list. And she must have fucked it up.
You know, that's really unfortunate.
It's a Brooklyn presidential ballot, dude. It was the wrong person.
I think it's like, it was the list with like all the friends. Mm-hmm. And then the not invite list was just Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. Like even Pigpen was legitimately invited to that party. And that's got to kill you.
Pigpen was invited, but he had to stay outside.
What are you doing in here, Pigpen? I told you to stay out on the porch.
So Lucy and Linus are related?
Yes, brother and sister.
Yeah. I just got that now.
Charlie Brown and Sally are brother and sister.
I just got that as well. But they're all like, they're There's sexual chemistry there.
There is.
Because Linus wants to fuck Charlie Brown's little sister.
For sure.
And now Charlie wants to fuck, I don't know, they co-current ages? Are they twins, Linus and Lucy?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
No. I think she's probably older if I had to guess, but you never know.
Now Charlie Brown wants to stoop her because he's got like this humiliation fetish.
I don't know if it's stooping so much as it's like...
getting pegged?
Jesus Christ.
I was just asking the question.
These are kids here, you fucking pigs.
Charles Schulz ever did any of his private cartoons?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
No, you know what? No, I think that man did not.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's nothing about pegging, huh?
Well, no, I'm just saying, Charles, we're having fun with the cartoon, not the great Charles Schulz.
But I'm just saying it may be like a thing where he's like, well, I'm six and I don't know what this means,
but
I have a little crush on a girl.
Are you guys telling me you've never seen Ralph Bakshi's The Adult Life of Charlie Brown?
Dude, no, thank you.
Starring Vin Diesel?
Yeah, adios. Like, the closest I'll come is my sister was in a production of the play Dog Sees God, which is all, like, them older and, like, you know, their lives are all in the toilet. It's actually kind of interesting.
And they kill themselves?
I think one of them has committed suicide attempted it or something like that. It's very depressing. I had a question about the letter, though, really quickly. Mm-hmm. Linus is writing this letter to the Great Pumpkin as if it's a Santa I want presents list. And he is under the impression that the Great Pumpkin, just like Santa Claus, visits all these kids that believe in him and drops off presents and whatnot. My question to you, the group, is, I feel in one way or another, as little kids, we all celebrated Christmas and you made a list. Maybe did you ever do I'm making a gift list for a not Christmas holiday? That's not a birthday.
No.
Not growing up, I knew a kid who made an Easter list.
What?
Easter list?
Little rich boy.
Yeah, thank you.
Dude, and his parents fucking fell right in line, and that kid got presents every Easter.
What the fuck?
And he would say, like, what are you putting on your Easter list this year? And I'd say, nothing, because it's Easter and there's no lists.
Oh, wait, let me see. I forgot to write on my list here, a smack upside the head. Pretty sure I'm getting that this year.
Yeah, well, I'll be stuck in church, so the priest will be slapping me in the face at some point.
Hey, Andrew, what are you putting on your Arbor Day list, huh?
Yeah, fucking Flag Day present list, dude. Might as well.
You're lucky we're eating dinner tonight is what I'm putting a lecture about how lucky I am to eat dinner tonight is what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, the same Easter basket everyone else whose parents shop at the drugstore is getting. Like, what are you talking about? Presents at Easter? My God.
My Easter Day present is now I have to share a room with my brother.
So Charlie Brown makes his own fucking costume. It's fucking terrible. He fucks it up again.
Dude, and this is a real cognitive issue, I feel. Because it's like, hey, Charlie Brown, how many eyeballs do you think a ghost has, man?
He says he had trouble with the scissors. But like, all right, cool. Why don't you sit down and draw a clock real quick?
The children have a right to laugh, Ralph. Yeah. These things couldn't cut butter. Because he says something like, oh, I got carried away with the scissors. I'm like, okay, kid.
Well, I mean, this is the whole Peanuts crux, right? It's always just like, yeah, I'm drawing these cute little kids. They get a new little venture. They're dumb as fuck. They're going to fuck up constantly. And people are going to enjoy watching them fuck up and talking about how fucked up they are.
It's always funny to me, though, in these Peanuts cartoons when they speak like adults, which is great. I mean, because there's one thing where Lucy gets frustrated that Linus is writing that letter, and like she says that she's like the whole town is laughing at them and she's humiliated, which I just kind of like thinking about and laughing. But Linus kind of has this weird aside where he doesn't do it entirely, but he almost breaks, maybe he does, break the fourth wall, and he just gets like, it's something like, you know, well, you know, if it's one thing I always say, the things you don't talk about with people in public are religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin. And it's just like, that's adorable coming out of a six-year-old's mouth.
It's a funny joke. I was LOLing this entire morning, I'll be honest with you guys. they go trick or also, we don't talk about Pigpen because he shows up.
And the party,
And everyone's in ghost costume, and Pigpen shows up, and he's got this fucking cloud of fucking dog shit smell.
Well, I mean, Pigpen is fucking cool because, like, he's got the confidence. Like, I don't give a fuck if I smell like shit. You're still going to want it because he brings it when he shows up. You know what I mean?
So, you know, like, yeah, like we said, like, Sally is hip to hang with Linus on a Halloween night, and Charlie Brown is not having it right now. He's like, the fuck you doing with my sister? Like, there's this weird moment where he kind of, like, grabs him by, like, the scruff of his neck. He's like, you stay away from my sister, Linus.
I love it. And, like, so, like, she's like, all right, I'm not going to go with everybody else. I'm going to stay here with this guy, and I'm going to see this fucking magical fucking goblin king, and he'll take us to hell. Is that what it is? Hell is a kingdom, and I'll be a princess? Is that what
it is? Something, something, yellow king. Sounds right. Know.
I would love to see a Rust Cole that's like, mar, 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 mar.
Oh, man. Just Matthew McConaughey's cutting up these beer cans. Flat circle.
I'm now thinking also of just like, well, Sally, all we need to do is solve this puzzle box, then we'll be given pleasures no one's ever seen.
Oh, hello, Peanuts characters. It's so lovely to see you in this pumpkin patch. Are you the great pumpkin? Yes.
What do you mean, behold the beautiful flesh? What does that mean?
Candy.
A lot of nipple stuff on the great pumpkin. Pretty weird.
Yeah, no way to hide that. It's just something I'm into, kids.
Here's my other pumpkin butterball.
Oh, dude. Definitely.
Oh, man.
Man, that's a thick pumpkin.
It's a thick gourd, dude. I love... So they go trick-or-treating, and this is obviously the great gag of every... I mean, like, the idea of... And there has to be adults, because that's who's giving them these tricks or treats.
Oh,
and
sure.
Every single time, everybody gets great stuff. Lucy's even able to procure stuff for Linus, but Charlie Brown gets a fucking rock every motherfucking time.
They see this kid coming.
You little piece of shit.
They see him coming, dude. These parents are like, all right, look, I know there's a little gaggle of children out here, and they all have more or less the same sheet ghost costume on. Well, you see that one with, like, it's a ghost, but there's, like, 9 eye holes? That has to be fucking Charlie Brown. You get a... Oh, honey, get a rock. Charlie Brown's here trick-or-treating again.
No, get a muddier one. This one ain't muddy enough.
And make it smaller.
Oh, man. See, back then, you could get away with that as an adult. You could, like, fuck with kids in that way. You could probably even beat them up. And, you know, people would be like, well, you shouldn't have looked at him cross.
dude, definitely Charlie Brown's getting smacked.
Does anybody remember, like, what was, like, the worst candy you got trick-or-treating?
Candy corn.
That's a real cheapskate move. Yep.
Cheapskate.
Because was it, like, loose candy corn?
Yeah, I've definitely gotten loose corn candy
corn. Yeah, just a fucking scoop of candy corn. I'll tell you what mine is. And we definitely egged this woman's house because she was giving out boxes of raisins, and you can get right out of town.
I don't, you know, honestly, I'll take a box of raisins over a fucking Charlton Chew any motherfucking day.
Really? You know, like the raisins that are dipped, they're fine. You know, like give me chocolate or a
raisinettes, sure. No, I'm talking the little sun made, the little girls on the little red box of raisins. Yeah. Listen, this is a candy holiday. Get the hell out of here. She got egged. Yeah. She got egged good.
I don't know if I'd put violence against her, but yeah. I wouldn't be too happy to find a raisin.
Well, we didn't egg her. We just egged her house.
Then you didn't finish the job.
Well, she wouldn't come out. We kept trying to goad her into coming out of the house.
We egged her. We stuffed eggs into her mouth until she couldn't breathe anymore. What's wrong with that?
Paul Newman and George Kennedy were just eating eggs.
Cabin, what was your worst candy?
You know, I think it was probably raisins as well. Like, I got a couple. You know what? I hate candy corn, but I hate the fucking candy pumpkins more because there's more of it.
Yes.
And I'm like, I need less of this, if anything.
It's a little horrible meal to put a little pumpkin.
I think you're right. I forgot about that. There. I was trying to think of there's something adjacent. Maybe I was thinking of that, or maybe I was thinking about those weird like peanut things. Have you ever seen
the
like,
circus peanuts?
Like, yes, circus peanuts. That's
is the fucking devil's candy, dude. Circus peanuts. Get it right out of town with that shit.
I guess I'm alone on the Charlton Chew, huh?
I don't mind it. I wouldn't
I'm
want
down
it.
With the Charlton Chew.
Yeah, I like Charlton Chew.
I wouldn't seek it out necessarily, but if I got it, I wouldn't it wouldn't be like a blood thing.
Can I tell you something?
Well, Steve sounds pretty peeved about ever getting a fucking candy bar.
Well, this might piss off all three, is because guess what? I'm kind of okay with candy corn.
Oh, ew.
You know, we just like every Halloween season, my mom would just have the big dish out. You know, we were a big candy household. And you just walk by, a big old handful of it. I don't know.
It's fine, Andrew. Now just step out to this ice floe.
Way!
Here's my thing. If I'm Charlie Brown's parents, who have to exist.
Sure.
My kid comes home, you know, he's fucking sullen as always. I'm like, what the fuck happened today? Like, well, everybody gave me a rock. I am going to my neighbors. I'm like, yo, fucking Bob, what the fuck are you giving my kid rocks for? Yeah, I heard you gave that Lucy girl fucking, you know, a Snickers.
Full Snickers candy bar.
And just start shoving Bob. Like, the fuck's wrong with my kid?
You think it's funny? You think it's funny to give my kid a rock? Here, you eat it. You eat it. No. You eat it. You eat it right now in front of me.
But here's the thing. Also, if Mr. Brown really wants to teach little Chuck a lesson here, it's like, you know what, Charlie? They gave you rocks? Why don't you go give them the rocks back? And you tell that kid to march his little buns down the street and start hucking those rocks through windows.
They give you a rock, you put it through their window. That's the Chicago way.
Exactly, dude. Like, and that's why giving any kid except Charlie Brown, I guess, rocks for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you're asking
you
for
You are
it.
Just asking for that to be returned to sender. The thing with Lucy, like, oh, can I have some extra candy for my brother who couldn't come? What a scam. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, nice try.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to fucking put one over on me, little kid.
And so they go to the party, and fucking Schroeder is getting ready for his full-time career in his 20s as being the dude that shows up to the Halloween party late, yep. Doesn't have a costume, and gets laid. And that's exactly his move here. Oh, he's playing the piano. Oh, cool. All these chicks are into me, man. I don't really do Halloween.
I'm detecting a lot of jealousy here, Steve. Your depiction of Schroeder. Maybe a little bit.
I don't really do Halloween.
Don't worry. Schroeder's going to choke on his own vomit one day after, like, during an overdose.
Schroeder's going to die on tour somewhere. But I think it's a thing where, you know, because Cabin, here's where the frustration comes in. Everyone else, and, you know, we're talking, you know, like a college Halloween party, right? Like, everybody is getting dressed up so we can get drunk and make some mistakes. Sure. And we're all dressed like idiots, and we're all listening to fucking various covers of the Monster Mash and so on. But then this motherfucker walks in too cool for school. Get the hell out of here. Get right the hell out. Do not come to this party, Schroeder. I can see you and your magic fingers from here. Unless there's a fucking costume on you, you're not coming in.
I mean,
I came as myself.
Phantom of the Opera was right there.
Exactly.
Oh, totally. See? And that's not really a high maintenance costume.
No. Oh, yeah. Take it from a lazy Halloweener here. Just pretend like you're a character from a TV show that has to have a tie on. That's about it.
You are the laziest of those juicy Halloweeners, dude.
No, I'm a lawsuit. Let me play the piano.
Chris Gavin has gone as a lawsuit. He has gone as Dr. Gregory House. He's gone as himself, but older one time.
Oh, yes, I did do that. And Banksy one time.
Dude, the you as yourself, but older was you exactly the same, and you found non-prescription glasses.
Yes, and I found leftover, what's it called, when you, like, put the spray and it's white.
Oh, yeah, just like the whatever.
I just put that on my beard, and that was it.
Yeah, all you had to do was just, you know, wait fucking 15 years, dude, and look at us now. Yeah. You don't need that spray anymore.
See, I was right. I had it dead on, except for the glass.
That was a great performance.
It should be mentioned that, unfortunately, in this one, like, Snoopy doesn't have a ton to do, and they give him the old, you know, he's the pilot trying to get the Red Baron, and I'm like, you know what, man, not on Halloween.
Well, I feel like this was just sort of like, just some notes here, Bill Melendez. What you got here is cripplingly depressing. Just a real fucking gut punch. Is there any way to? What if that dog did something cute? What if he, had a little fun little adventure?
I mean, it's cute. You get the whole, like, he's going on the Dawn Patrol and he's doing his thing. He's now I'm behind enemy lines in France, which is just their shit town because you have to imagine it's something different.
I mean, so everybody knows. Everybody knows that a dog's greatest fucking fantasy is becoming Eddie Rickenbacker.
Yeah. So that's like kind of what he's doing the whole show until he shows up at the party in the best way possible. There's a weird line here. So they're like, oh, we're bobbing for apples. And I believe it's Charlie Brown that goes, yeah, Lucy, you should be good at this. You have the perfect mouth for it.
It was a girl's voice, but I cackled my ass off.
Oh, was it a girl's voice?
It's just one of the other girls like, yeah, you'd be great at it. You have a fucking great mouth for it. And the joke is loud mouth, obviously.
Absolutely.
But as an adult, big mouth. That would just like, you know, a nuclear insult if you're a child. But like, obviously, as an adult, it plays a little differently.
Also, bobbing for apples. What a disgusting thing. Ugh.
You got to be like the first one up or I'm not doing it.
Dude, I swear to God, in Jersey City, there's a closed, and you guys have all been here, that's where the Barcade is and all that stuff. It's a closed off street that they have a great pedestrian walkway there. And every year they have this huge fucking Halloween carnival, which is a great idea. But this year they're having this huge fucking Halloween carnival on that street. And I'm like, dude,
nope.
Everyone's just going to get COVID. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? That's it's insane.
Especially, yeah, no one's getting treats. You're just getting tricks. Tricks of COVID.
If you bob for apples this year, forget about it.
Exactly.
No, bobbing for apples is canceled. You know, I mean, come on, everybody. At the very least, cancel the bobbing for apples.
Have you ever done it?
I've never done it. I did it like once or twice, and I remember one time specifically.
Did you quantum leap to do it? I just can't imagine this happening in our lifetime.
It was at some Halloween thing, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it, you know. And I did it once as a little kid. I think it was at like a church carnival kind of thing, and that didn't go over so well. But I did it as an adult, sort of with the not going over so well in the back of my mind. And I successfully got an apple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself. And then that was the end of it.
You'd be good at it, Andrew, with that fucking mouth.
Look at that delicious little puckered mouth of yours. Why don't you bob for some apples?
Work your mouth. Open your mouth and work it, baby.
Andrew, thanks for coming to the Peanuts Halloween party.
Linus, help him.
Oh, my God.
Your mouth's like a fucking gun hose, Andrew. Why don't you get it?
Try to get two apples in there, you sick fuck!
You could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, Jupe, and get in there and bob! And so when Lucy goes to do it, Snoopy is somehow in the apple tank, which is hilarious. And he's also, he's got his teeth, his human teeth.
Yeah, those are chilling.
On the same apple as Lucy, and she goes, ew, poison dog lips! Which was great. You know, and Sally sort of gives up. She's like, you know, this is not going to happen. This great pumpkin is not coming. I've wasted my life with you, Linus, you piece of shit.
Sometimes holidays are disappointing, kids, and we got to learn that right now.
You, the sooner the better, dude. You fucking get that in your brain.
I think every single holiday has been disappointing. I don't think I ever had like a straight out, this is great.
Really? Not once?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Not even a good drunk July 4th?
Maybe. Yeah, you know, maybe.
Yeah,
those,
you had those.
The adult holidays. Yeah.
When you're blackout drunk, everything is great.
New Year's is the best. There you go. But Christmas, Halloween, Christmas can go fuck itself. But Halloween is a great thing that I don't know if I've ever had the childhood memory of a great.
Yeah.
Great Halloween. I don't think I ever had a childhood memory of a great Christmas.
You're reminding me of my favorite, which is Christmas Can Go Fuck Itself, Charlie Brown, which is a really good
one. That was a great special. Somehow it was also like an hour and a half, which was really great. Just a lot of vitriol against Christmas in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, like, holidays can be depressing, especially if you're a little kid and you're like, oh, I'm supposed to get X, Y, and Z, and nothing worked out because everything sucks, Charlie Brown.
But so like there's like some rustling in the pumpkin patch and he's like, here we go, baby, Sally, strap in, here comes the great pumpkin. Did he leave us any toys? Oh, and it's just Snoopy.
You're getting mocked by a dog, man. That's pretty low.
Yeah, when even the dog knows you're being ridiculous about your belief system, that's sad.
You were mocked by the dog.
I love I love this part because it's great. Because A, Sally has a cute joke, which is like, you owe me restitution. Again, like kids talking like adults and like talking about legal terms, etc.
Well, also screaming and calling him a blockhead the whole time.
And then Linus is like, you know, if the Great Pumpkin... Oh, fuck. He's like, oh, I said the wrong thing. It's like, I should have said when. And like, there's this like weird, it's this weird, like, I mean, again, maybe I'm definitely reading too much into it. It's like this weird, like, religious dogma. Like, you have, you set up all these little rules to fucking give a sliver of hope to your bullshit ideals.
No, it's exactly what it is, dude, because now he is justifying.
Exactly.
He has the justification for when the Great Pumpkin doesn't show up, because he's like, whoops, that was on me. I slipped up. I said if. I doubted the Great Pumpkin. Because his whole thing is like, you know, the most pure beliefs, you know, the people who believe in it most strongly, you know, you'll be visited by the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, Sally, I misread the text. He's coming next year.
But that's exactly what it is, Chris, because he's like, he's prepping himself now, like, well, I have an out for when this definitely doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, I have an out for when Jesus doesn't fucking return to Earth. You know, like,
I would love to get, what's his face, who does the Wishmaster voice to play the Great Pumpkin. Oh, Linus, thank you for summoning me.
Mr. Devoff?
Yeah, Mr. Devoff. And it's just like, the only way to really get your presence is to destroy the lives of those who mocked you.
You must get them all, Linus. Every last one of them. They must be destroyed.
And make that Charlie Brown eat the rock.
That's like on St. Patrick's Day, the leprechaun. Burn them all.
He tells me to burn things. So we cut to like the tail end of this thing. It is sad as fuck. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. Lucy wakes up and is like, well, that stupid bastard didn't come to bed. And she, you know, buttons up, goes out. You know, now we're officially like, Halloween is done. We are on November the 1st. And this kid is sleeping in a pumpkin patch, freezing to death.
Lucy has to like walk all over the Jack bottles because their father is dead, drunk, dead. Because he doesn't realize this 9-year-old kid is sleeping in a fucking field.
Totally. This dude is definitely fucking passed out in the basement.
You know what? Sleeping in a field, it'll make a man out of him.
Yeah. Let him stay out there. Maybe he'll fucking come back to the house in the morning and leave the blanket in the dirt.
Yeah, I want to really hear the drunk adults in Peanuts.
Oh, well, I mean, dude, they're fucking, you know, middle America parents in the 60s, middle class parents in the 60s. Of course they're wasted.
We don't want to damage his dad.
Yes, every sad bastard in the cinema is the voice of these things. Oh, and she, you know, she, it's kind of nice. You know, she brings him inside. She gets him in bed, takes his shoes
off.
It
is a nice ending, yeah.
You know, because she's always so fucking terrible to everybody that it's nice to see this happen. And, yeah, just the Charlie Brown wakes up the next morning and him and Linus are kind of hanging out in the neighborhood, I guess.
Smoking cigarettes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just a cup of coffee, you know, just kind of waking up slow. And he confirms that he only received rocks for Halloween. And you're like, God damn it. And, you know, it's kind of like there's been a blow against Linus's beliefs, you know, system here. He's kind of like ranting at the end of this about the Great Pumpkin. And it's just, you can sort of see Charlie Brown like, hey, Melendez, can we cut to credits now? He's not going to stop. Because it just starts, like the credits start rolling and this kid is just still screaming into the void. It's great.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's how it ends. I, you know, to say, just like with, you know, all of this stuff, amazing jazz music.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just like.
It's, I've been put around my house just going, ba-do-do-do-do, ba-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Just a little like, you know, bebop-y kind of piano riffs like that. Totally love it. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
No, I love this one. I think that a lot of the Charlie Brown ones get really bad. But I do think this is on. This is the second best, for sure, right after Christmas. And Christmas is just kind of hard to beat because it's so iconic. Yeah. But this is right up there for me anyway. I love it.
Totally. Eric?
Well, it's fine. I think Peanuts in general, the whole thing is fine. I'm glad we're getting through them because then I can never watch them again in my life. I don't know. It's okay. It's
yeah.
This one I do think is better than the Thanksgiving one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not embarrassed. It's just fine.
Yeah, there you go. That's totally fine. Chris Cabin.
I guess I wasn't embarrassed because I like looking at the, like, I love the animation style. I think it's damn near perfect.
My kid could do it better.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You and your imaginary child can go and make a Peanuts movie next.
Invisible child.
Make some Victor Garber pizza.
Oh, fuck yeah, and dude. Now we're talking.
In the hot tub.
Yes!
I just find the story really boring. Honestly, like,
stories such as there is.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, what they're trying to do is, like, I get it. Like, it's very, you know, it's very keeping with that tone of all of these. But I didn't find anything particularly, like, oh, that's cool. Like, I did with the Christmas is damn near perfect in my view.
Totally. Yeah. No, I wasn't embarrassed. I love this stuff. Like, I come from a long line of Peanuts fans. Mm-hmm. Like, my grandma really loved Peanuts. My mom, you know, by that, you know, loved Peanuts. And so I grew up just really digging all this stuff. I have, because it was kind of funny because we were all saying, like, oh, where can we find this? You know, and Steve, you were like, oh, you know, it's in full on YouTube. And I was like, I don't have to worry about that because I own the 4K Ultra HD box set of these things. And what's fascinating when you pick up that is it's got the big three. So you got Christmas. This one and the Thanksgiving one. But then, yes, all of those other sort of way lesser specials are all also included in this. So there's like a second Thanksgiving one. There's the, Bon Voyage, Charlie Brown is on there. So like, there, Eric, you're saying you're glad we're getting through these Peanuts. I got news for you, man. There's some stuff that exists that you don't even know about.
There's one that's like, it's election fraud, Charlie Brown, or whatever that is.
Yeah, totally. It's a hoax, Charlie Brown. That's where he denies a pandemic is happening in his town. It's all great. And I would say also, if you haven't, I really thought it was fantastic. The most recent movie that Blue Sky did.
It's really good.
I really liked it. There's one instance where they throw a pop song in and I was kind of immediately taken out of everything else that it's doing, but I still, it's a really fascinating movie from an animation perspective. And I just had a total ball with it. And I wanted to throw out to recommend that also.
Def.
I just went to the Amazon page for that set, and the first review that came up is obviously super Christian shit. He was just like, what can I say about any Peanuts special? It all started with a Charlie Brown Christmas when Linus explains the meaning of Christmas with a passage from the Book of Luke in the Bible. Our hearts fill as well as our tear ducts.
Oh, fuck.
And it is in the great pumpkin Charlie Brown again. It is Linus, who never loses faith in one day seeing the great pumpkin rise up from the most sincere pumpkin patch.
That's fucking paganism, you idiot.
False gods. Have you heard of it?
Nope. Jesus. It's all Jesus. Everything they're talking about, it's Jesus.
Anyway, it goes on and on for more Christian meanings in this stuff.
Oh, there we go. But that is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. That is our October animation damnation. Thank you so much for continuing to support this great Patreon adventure we're on together. And until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Eric Siska.
Happy Halloween.